Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In case you didn't know, when you go to jail, you have no expectation of privacy at all, which brings me to Terrell Morris, and he got a year in jail, which means, I guess, he'll serve maybe 6 months because you get out for good time, right, if you stay out of trouble.
Something like that, if you're on the good side of things.
He was looking at up to 10 years in prison. The judge sentenced him to a year, and he was in orange jumpsuit and shackles crying yesterday, according to our friend David Hammer at Channel 4, and while he was in jail, he called the judge who presided over his case a blank. I don't know what that stood for, but I don't think it was a complimentary term at all.
Anytime you have to put a blank there, it makes you wonder if the judge ever thought about contempt.
Yeah, well, or even in the sentencing. I don't know. He got a year in jail, and I got to believe that if you or me, we'd have gotten more than a year in jail. And he also got some fines, so we'll see. The judge granted a $500,000 bond. He could be released while the appeal is pending, but I don't think any of us would have gotten that deal at all. I just don't get that guy. I don't understand what's
just
going on.
Just take the year, be done with it. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, 6 months, but he was crying. He didn't like being in that jumpsuit and shackles, I'll tell you that. Steve Geller joins us. We come back, WWL Sports Director. Trade rumors? What? Granderson? What? We'll talk about him when we return on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
8:14, to quote Vic Sciro, believe no rumor unless they come from us. Let me tell you about what's going on this afternoon at Treasure Chest. Matter of fact, why didn't Steve Geller tell us? Sports director who joins us now. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing good this morning. How about you, Tommy?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for getting the day started early with us. Tell me where y'all going to be this evening.
Hanging out at the Treasure Chest this Thursday, every Thursday. Getting ready for week 5 action of the NFL season. Hard to believe we're already kicking off that with Thursday night football this evening. It's a California battle coming up between the L.A. Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. But on the show tonight, the Treasure Chest, you can meet up with me and Mike D out at the Treasure Chest there at the Game Bar and Grill. Are going to be talking about Saints football with Jeff Duncan, getting ready for that matchup against the New York Giants. He's NOLA.com and sports columnist at the Times-Picayune. Plus, get a little college football talk. Chris Lowe of On3 Sports. We don't have any Tulane or LSU talk, but still plenty of college action going on this weekend to get into as well.
Speaking of the 49ers, there's a lot of rumor out there about Carl Granderson. What's going on with that, do you know?
I haven't seen that one. I've definitely heard the rumors, or seen the rumors, I should say, from anyone like an Alvin Kamara, also with DeMario Davis.
Alvin Kamara, what?
Yeah, there, you know, a lot of teams have some injuries to running backs, like Arizona. Kansas City's been struggling. So the, you know, the trade rumors start to swirl around potential moves for teams that are doing not so well right now. We know the Saints 0-4, so the folks are trying to pick them apart. But some of them don't make any sense to me. I've seen, like, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs could give up two fourth-round picks in order to acquire Alvin Kamara. And I understand the salary is a bit of an issue there. But as far as I can see, if the Saints do trade Kamara for whatever picks, they're going to have an immediate $12 million cap hit to the roster. That doesn't make really any sense to me. He's expressed he wants to stay and retire in New Orleans. He wants to finish out his career here. But I get it's a business and things can happen, but financially it doesn't make sense for Kamara to me.
But if the Saints were to trade Alvin Kamara, and this is just rumors, let's be clear about that, and there's another one going on from San Francisco media about Carl Granderson after Boza being, I guess, what, traded or cut? What happened to Boza in San Francisco? Was he hurt?
He ended up moving on. Oh, no, he is dealing with an injury.
Injury.
The other Bosa. With the Chargers, ended up moving on to the Buffalo Bills.
Right. So let's talk about the Saints. If they were to engage in wholesale trades like that, that would be like a fire sale, would it not?
Yeah, I mean, you're signaling that you're totally giving up on the season. I doubt the team's in that mode right now. We're only going into week 5 here. I know that the winless that winless record hovering over this team right now, and Spencer Rattler, who's still, you know, 0-10 now as a starter. But I haven't heard a peep, Tommy, honestly, in these parts at least, about the Saints being interested in moving any players.
So what happens with, you know, Spencer Rattler, 0-10? How much room do you give him? Not that he's played that terribly. You can't blame him for every loss, but at what point, you know, 0-4, I don't know if he falters against the Giants. Do we see Tyler Shuck then? What do you think?
Yeah, it's tough because, like you mentioned, Spence hasn't been playing poorly. I feel like he's definitely done enough for this team to win games. I do, though, feel there's at some point you're like, well, we need to mix it up a little bit to see what this new, you know, your rookie has that you took in the second round, and when is that time? Initially, I had felt after the bye week, which mm-hmm. was later on in the season, coming at home against Atlanta. But I think that starts to pick up maybe a little bit. Like you mentioned, if you struggle against this New York Giants team, you lose another game at home, that question starts to pop up. Is it time to at least get a look at rookie Tyler Shuck? If it's a poor performance by Rattler, if it's a decent day and the team still loses, they're going to yank him, though. Kellen Moore has definitely put out there that he's very committed to who he's named the starter. And so I think he's going to ride with Rattler for a while. I just know, you know, you look at it, that record hovering over Spencer Rattler, it keeps building and building, and you're hoping they can get a win for him. At some point, though, like I said, you feel like you got to go to the rookie. You feel like they are going to go to the rookie at some point of this season. And I think if you drop this one to the Giants, it kind of speeds that clock up even more. Maybe you could see him against the Patriots the following week in the Dome.
But if Rattler is playing well, even though they lose, and you pull him, you put Shuck in, Shuck falters, then what do? You go back to Rattler?
Right.
You got to think this through, is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, it's a tough game going back and forth, especially with this, you know, we know that Tyler Shuck, second-round pick, is, you know, going to be pretty green coming in here. He's been, you know, watching and learning and still developing, but I don't know if he's ready for the action of an NFL game yet. Although this team, I mean, what's the worst? There's the other flip side to that is, like, what's the worst that's going to happen right now? He's going to get another loss.
I think if I'm Kellen Moore, once I go to Shuck, that's it. I'm not going back. It's like, okay, we drafted this guy in the second round, so let's see if he improves throughout the season. I hate to say throw him to the Wolves because I don't know if it necessarily would be that, but I don't think you go back and forth. That's why I think we're going to see Spencer Rattler maybe, I don't think, through the bye is crazy, even if they are winless through the bye, and I hope that doesn't happen, but I think your scenario could well play out, because if for whatever reason, even if they win a couple of games by the bye week, it might be time to say, okay, you know what, we're 2-8. Yeah, that's right. So maybe it's time to see what Tyler Shuck can do. We'll take a break. I was counting there. That's why you heard me. We'll take a break. Pick it up with Steve Geller when we come back. 8:21 traffic now, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our sports director, Steve Geller, who will be at the Treasure Chest with Mike Dettelier this evening, starting at 4 o'clock. So the Saints are 0-4, and they take on the Giants on Sunday, but at least they're not banged up. Oh, wait a minute, they are. Tell me about the injury situation.
Man, yeah, the list came out yesterday for the initial injury report of the week, and it was definitely extensive. Two of those names, though, were guys that were just getting back to practice. Mm-hmm. Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, great to see them. Even they're on the injury report, limited fashion. They've been out dealing with their knee injuries. It takes some time for them to work their way back. Don't expect anything this Sunday for either team, but that practice window for them is now at 3 weeks. After the weeks is up, the team will have to make a determination if they're ready to be added to the active roster or they're going to have to revert back to IR and then their season is over. So hopefully both progress well. That also actually goes defensive tackle John Ridgeway, the third, too. Not many folks talk about him. He's coming back from a shoulder injury. But as for that we've been, you know, depending on or waiting for, Cesar Ruiz had an ankle injury last game. He's already been ruled out for the game. Chase Young has been dealing with it. It's now the fifth week. We're not going to see him.
Do we know what the deal is with that calf injury? What exactly is going on?
The only thing we've gotten from Ellen Moore is that it's not serious. Meanwhile, It's now 5 weeks we haven't seen the guy. So, you know, when you hear the calf injury, you start worrying about, hamstring issues, the ACL. I know they're being really cautious with him.
Achilles? I don't know.
It's just really puzzling the fact that, you know, it's 5 weeks now and we haven't seen your star pass rusher at all. Really dismaying news for a pass rush that could use him right now, getting to the quarterback. Another offensive lineman who just came back in Trevor Penning from a toe issue. Well, now he didn't practice yesterday. Ankle issue. Dylan Radins, another old lineman, another issue there for him. And tight end Juwan Johnson has an ankle issue that popped up. He got hurt last game. He definitely saw that. So it's not a surprise that he's on the injury list. Hopefully that it's not too serious where he keeps the game.
What are we going to have to do against the Giants to win?
Run the ball, Tommy. I was surprised to see this numbers. They are fourth worst in the NFL, giving up 153 yards per game on the ground. Everyone wants to talk about that D-line, the front being so pressure-packed. Well, the ball at him, we saw that work last game with Alvin Kamara and Kendra Miller. Hopefully that's that new dynamic duo for the black and gold and that can shine in this one and help the team to a victory and get Spencer Rattler that first W-2.
Tell me about Jackson Dart.
Man, this is going to be interesting. He's already come out and said he's got that little bit of a chip on his shoulder. The Saints passed on him with the 9th overall pick in the draft. Really mobile quarterback out of Ole Miss. We saw a ton of him playing in the A. Got good touch on the ball. Can, make all the throws, as they would say. It's just going to be, how's he going to react now to his first road start of the season? So I am begging all you hootouts out there, I'm loud and proud for this game.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is, I hate to say must win, Tommy, but at this point, you want in the win column right here for the team, for your quarterback, for the fans. And this is a very winnable game against a Giants squad that just earned their first victory last week. And you got a rookie quarterback coming to the dome. Just hit the ground and pound heavy and, you know, run your way to a victory with Kamara and Kendre.
Yeah, you don't want to go to 0-5 because it can get ugly quick. Not that right. It's not ugly already, but it can get even uglier quick. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good time at Treasure Chest. We'll be listening. Maybe come out and see you. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We're going to come back, talk about the future of the Mississippi River Delta with James Karras, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:40, 20 till 9, Oktoberfest underway in Germany. They had to close it yesterday because I guess they got, I don't know if they got a bunch of them or not, but one of them they had to close because of a bomb scare, which got me to thinking about the chicken dance, which then got me to thinking about your story about Babe Ruth and his little chicken legs. And I just wondered, did the Babe really have legs that were that skinny, or was it just the uniform that made him look that way?
My guess would be the uniform made him look that way because the pants were awfully baggy. For someone to have that much strength, you have to have something lower body, I think.
Yeah, because he did appear to have little bitty skinny legs.
I don't know. Man could eat his weight in hot dogs. I know that.
And hand-eye coordination like crazy. I know that. We'll talk about the coast when we come back. Meanwhile, let's do the chicken dance here. Not while you're driving. No. Keep both hands on the wheel, but if you're at work, do the chicken dance. We'll be back. WWL. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by James Karras, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Thanks for having me back.
I think this is so important that I don't think we could talk about it enough. However, it's not anything that's going to be fixed overnight, but the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I've gotten about every cliche that I can in there. Let me quote you, if I may, from the story from Louisiana Illuminator. And I think this is great the way you said this. The Gulf is 10 miles closer to Baton Rouge. It's 10 miles closer to Chicago, frankly. And I think that's very interesting the way you said that. Let's talk about, and the headline on the story from the Illuminator says that tough choices lie ahead for saving what's left of the Mississippi River Delta. And I'm going to give the people credit. Lou Palmer and Min Ha wrote the story. What are those choices, James?
Well, we have choices about, you know, what types of projects we want to implement, where we implement them, what we want to try to protect and save, and what we determine we can't, frankly. You know, like, there are tough choices. There's not enough money and there's just not enough sediment to do everything to keep Louisiana the way it is today in this very minute. And it's also not ever going to go back to the way it was last year or 20 years ago. Like we're struggling to cling to as much as we can.
If I were to create a plastic overlay map of where Louisiana was 100 years ago and where it is now, where would the overlay of 100 years ago, and when I raised it up, what would I see missing?
Yeah, especially in southwest Louisiana and in southeast Louisiana, you would see huge chunks missing. I've actually been looking recently at some maps of the Empire area down in Plaquemines Parish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are maps from 1927 that show a lot of land and, you know, lakes and such. And then you look at a map of today and there's just nothing there. And you wonder where the lake even was. You can't tell where the lake even was. So, you know, it depends where you are, but especially in areas, you know, southwest and southeast Louisiana, there's a lot less land. There's a lot less between us and the Gulf. And that's what I was referencing in that story. There was a research conducted in 2016 or published in 2016, led by Robert Twilley, that determined the Gulf is 10 miles closer to the city of Houma than it was in the 1930s, which is a lot. It's a mm-hmm. huge chunk of land gone.
Is there any resource like that, like some kind of overlay map? Because I always thought that would be such a dramatic way to finally get people's attention, to let them know, look, this is what was there, this is what is here now, and then even do one with a projection of, if we don't do anything, where it's going to be 100 years from now.
Yeah, you know, they have great maps. The state has great maps, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, and I encourage people to go look at them. They have, you know, the 2023 Coastal Master Plan is the most recent one, mm-hmm. and it has a lot of maps. It has maps that project what land loss will be if we don't do anything. It has land loss maps that show what will happen if we implement certain projects. So that's one great place to look. I would also say, you know, people can already get involved in the 2029 Coastal Master Plan. They can take part. They can tell the state, you know, what is important to them, when, where they live, you know. So I encourage people to get involved in that way.
Does more land loss beget even more land loss?
It's hard to say. You know, it varies from location to location. I will say that, you know, we used to say it's fact. But, you know, it used to be that we were losing a football field sized chunk of land every 60 minutes, every hour. And the thing is, it's actually slowed down because a lot of the what you might consider low hanging fruit has already been lost. Mm-hmm. So, we've lost so much that the rate has slowed down a little bit.
If we don't arrest this land loss, how bad could it get? I live in Belchase. Could the Gulf conceivably be at my doorstep?
Places that are within the levee system in the New Orleans area in the next 50 years, even if we don't do anything, they're not likely to be underwater.
Okay. Say underwater. I said, pretty close. Like, for example, what happens to my friends down in Buras and Empire and Port Sulphur? Is that not going to be there anymore? Or even go to the west a little bit with, I know Port Fouchon better be there because of the energy it provides for the nation, Golden Meta, Galliano, La Rose, all of those places.
I mean, if we don't do anything, look at the maps and those places would be lost.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to James Karst, the Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. We come back. I'm going to give you a promotion, James. I'm going to make you Czar Karst. I'm going to put you in charge of fixing the problem. And I'm going to ask you, what are the first three things you're doing and how do those compare with what we are doing? We'll take a break. We come back. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along right now. Traffic, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to James Karst, Director of Communications for Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Are we still, I know you said it was a football field every hour, and that was the thing that really got everybody's attention, I think. That had to be, what, a decade or two ago?
I'm not sure when it was, but yeah, we've slowed down to every 100 minutes now.
Every 100 minutes, but we're still losing land. So when it comes to rebuilding, first you got to stop the loss, then you got to start rebuilding, right? I mean, is that the plan?
You stop the loss to the extent that you can, or you slow it down to the extent that you can. It has to be really targeted. Like I said, there's simply not enough money and there's not enough sediment to do everything to lock it in place.
How big of a blow was the cancellation of the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion to the overall coastal restoration effort?
You know, I, that's a challenging question. My organization supported that project, but we're also recognizing that the project is dead, you know, and so we're taking a pragmatic approach to it. And the state's coastal master plan was much more than that project. So
you know what? I'm glad you said that, because you're right. You can't play with who's hurt. You can't deal with what might have been. You got to deal with what is. So tell me what that pragmatic approach is, James.
Yeah, well, like I said, the fundamental problem is we need sediment into the wetlands. And so, you know, there are different ways to do that. The state has an interest in reviving an older diversion project, the Myrtle Grove project. Mm-hmm. You know, you could also consider a long-distance sediment pipeline. Dredging, of course, is always part of the equation. We're actually great at dredging in Louisiana. We do it really well. Barrier island restoration, land bridges. We need all those things. So, you know, we're interested in seeing what can happen and what can happen quickly. The trick is that nothing can happen quickly. You have to do research. You have to study. You have to, you know, make sure there are no unexpected impacts. So it takes a while to get going.
I'm looking at the fingers here, and by fingers, I mean Plaquemines Parish. I'm looking down at Port Fouchon, Grand Isle. Where do you target? Where do you, and even up north to Lake Bourne, where do you begin to focus the effort? If you have limited resources, what are the priorities?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I can answer that. I think that, you know.
And I didn't mean to ignore the people of the West. Believe me, that's just where I was looking.
Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that. It's tough. It makes for tough choices. I'm not sure.
When it comes to, if there were unlimited resources, okay, and there's not, but I'm just saying if there was, could we dredge our way out of this problem or not? Because, and here's why I ask the question, James. You know, if you have ever any done work done around your house, and you tell a contractor, can you do this, can you do this? I can do whatever you want if you got the money. And I just wonder, in this case, you're fighting nature. If there were unlimited resources, could you put the coast back to where it was?
No, absolutely not. Okay. No, but dredging is effective in targeted areas, you know. But the fundamental problem with dredging is that it'll be underwater in 20 years because sea level is rising and because subsidence continues to occur.
So, is this a battle you can't win?
It depends what you mean by win. I don't think it's realistic that we could stop what is occurring, but we can certainly save areas. We can certainly have a targeted approach and try to have the best possible outcome for the people who live here.
If you had to guess, what do you think Galliano Port Sulphur looks like 100 years from now?
I'm going to leave that to the experts. I don't want to weigh in on that one.
All right. I'll let you know because I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you, James. James Karst, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Oh, yeah. What are you looking at, Coleman? I'll be here in 100 years from now. I'm not going anywhere. We'll talk about weight loss when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.